Hey, everybody. My name's Dane.
And I'm Jimmy.
And our podcast is called Bubbling Questions.
We do would-you-rathers from listeners and a Twitter bot.
Along with one-person game shows using ridiculous stuff we find on the internet.
Like, what kind of dick are we talking?
I shall not tell you.
Okay. All from our very real hot tub.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Very real. Not a gimmick at all. Find Bubbling Questions wherever you get podcasts.
And I'm Jimmy.
Welcome to Escapist Comics Podcast. I'm Jessica Balboni.
And I'm Jesse Hitt.
Today is May 11th.
Yeah, 2019?
Yeah.
Is it still 2019?
It's still 2019.
Okay. Jesus Christ, this year's taking forever.
Yeah, unlike Infinity War, we haven't jumped 5 years into the future.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
Endgame,
true.
Not Infinity War.
Mm-hmm.
I'm jumping into the past.
Like Days of Future Past.
Days of Future, that? Oh, yeah, that's a movie too. I felt like I had jumped into the past or the future after 3 hours of that movie.
Yeah.
Which you still have not seen.
That's true,
but
yeah.
We have spoiled it for you.
Yeah, I mean, I pretty much know what happens. I think they beat Thanos, probably.
Yeah, yeah, several times.
Oh, good, okay.
Yeah.
I was worried about that.
Yeah, I mean, I think he beats us, then we beat him, then he beats us again. Like, it happens many times.
That would be quite a twist if Thanos just wins.
Yeah.
Like, sorry, everyone.
Well, it is called Endgame for a reason.
Yeah, it's the end of all Marvel movies.
Yep.
Thanos is the king now.
Yep. That would be a good twist.
Does his goal to be, like, ruler of the universe?
Yeah, pretty much. He wanted to, like, set things right.
Yeah.
And there's actually a pretty funny scene in it, too, where, like, Captain America, you know, he wants to see, like, the bright side of things.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, well, guys, at least, like, the whales are all coming back and, like, animals are feeling better. And
that's
I was
true.
Like, hey, yeah, maybe it is good that Thanos wins and kills, like, half of the universe.
Yeah. Lions in North America again. That'd be cool. A bunch of bison running around.
Yeah.
That'd be tight.
It's like nature was, like, taking back, like, what is theirs.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, maybe it's not such a bad thing. That he won.
Depends on who the half the people that die are, I guess.
That's true, yeah. Like, we could have been, like, 50%, and then,
that's
like,
true.
We wouldn't be giving this podcast anymore.
Yeah, or one of us would, I guess.
Yeah, maybe. Well, that's the weird thing. Like, okay, so Hawkeye, right,
mm-hmm.
for example. You think 50%, he would only lose, like, 50% of his kids.
Right.
But, like, all of his family dies.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah.
He really got it.
He got the short end of the stick in that situation, right?
And I bet that must mean that there are other people who, like, their entire family, like, everybody's okay. And they're like, whoo, jeez.
Yeah, I sure lucked out on that.
Our shitty neighbors dissolved, but we're all okay. This rules.
He's like, don't win the lotto, or sometimes you do.
That's true.
Yeah, and it wasn't, I think it was like pets too. It wasn't just like people.
Wasn't
like your dog might die, but then you're like, your lizard's okay.
Well, that doesn't, okay. So they didn't do like zombie rules where it's only people.
Yeah.
Well, I guess sometimes there's
zombies. I guess it was that way because the animals were okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, just half the people.
Yeah, just the people. Yeah. He just didn't like people. He was cool
Makes
with everybody
sense.
Else. Yeah.
It's weird that he chose Earth. Like, there's so many other planets.
No, it was the universe.
Oh, was it?
It was the
universe. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so, like, that's why Captain Marvel, like, took off. She's like, peace,
right.
I gotta go save everyone else, too.
Okay.
But eventually she does come back.
Good.
And helps out. Yeah. And there's a giant war.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And it was really satisfying at the end.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It was worth the 3 hours.
It's worth the 3 hours, yeah. Okay. It didn't even feel like 3 hours.
Yeah.
My back felt 3 hours. But the rest of my brain was like, oh, that felt like more two. Maybe
nice.
a good hour and a half.
Wow.
The kid behind me, though, he felt the 3 hours and was kicking the back of my seat.
Oh, Jesus, man. Yeah, listen, if you're going to take your kid to a movie, it's your job to control your kid.
Yeah, don't take your 3-year-old.
They can't talk.
No.
Got to make sure, yeah.
Like, Mommy, where's Iron Man? Where's Iron Man?
Have a talk before the movie about movie etiquette.
Right. Or where's Spider-Man? Is Spider-Man going to be here?
Yeah.
Like, literally the entire movie.
And
I was like, come on, kid. Like, I wanted to go buy him some candy.
Yeah.
Or he's just, like, you know, like, sipping his soda.
Yeah. Candy might make him worse, though. Give him more
that's
energy.
True.
Go buy him some Benadryl. Slip it in that. He's not going to know.
That's
like,
true.
It's not going to make a difference. He's going to watch the movie at home later anyway.
I should have got him a Slurpee and just, like, put 4 Benadryl in it.
Just grind him up. Yeah.
That That would have been awesome.
Just openly endorsing drugging strangers' children. Welcome to the Escapist Comics Podcast.
Hey, we love movies.
Yeah.
Escapist loves movies.
It is kind of nice when they have, like, it sucks when people complain too much about kids coming to see a thing that's also for kids. But, like, it is cool when they have, like...
Hey, that movie's PG-13.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, well...
They chop off
Thanos'
head.
And if it's, like, a
head.
9 o'clock showing or later, mm-hmm. like, don't bring your kids. No. Like, come on.
Yeah.
And there should be
don't
early.
Bring your 3-year-old.
Yeah,
scary.
They should do like early kid-friendly showings of stuff where it's okay. Everybody knows what they're getting into. Like when they do the Mommy and Me movies.
Exactly.
Like, do that, and then
I'm
do,
not going to go to that.
Do grown-ups ones later on.
Right. Yeah. And I don't think 3-year-olds should be at like a 3-hour long.
Yeah. No.
Like, there's some scary stuff in that movie.
Yeah.
Bad words. You know.
Yeah.
Captain America is swearing in this movie.
Yeah.
Like that's teaching bad etiquette.
That's true. Captain America's not supposed to cuss.
Yeah. He cusses in this.
Wow.
He's actually the cussiest of all of them.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
More than Evil Hawkeye?
Yeah, more than Evil Hawkeye.
Wow.
Yeah. He's killing people.
Captain America?
Oh no, Hawkeye,
cool.
Sorry.
Oh yeah, okay. Yeah, Ronan Hawkeye.
Yeah, Ronan Hawkeye. Mm-hmm. We get to see him. Yeah, there's definitely some cool scenes. Paul Rudd is still my favorite.
Oh, good.
He's so endearing.
Yeah, I just rewatched that Ant-Man and Wasp the other day.
Dude, he just turned 50?
No shit.
Yeah.
Wow, he looks great.
He still looks like Paul Rudd from Clueless.
Yeah.
Fuck him.
Yeah.
And his
good,
weird jeans.
Missouri jeans.
Missouri. Is he from Missouri?
That's, yeah, this is, I was going to say Midwestern jeans. There's a lot of bad,
no,
bad jeans.
Bad Midwestern jeans.
I've seen him. Seen him up close and personal.
And everyone said there's like no end credit scene as well.
But
there is.
There's a noise, right?
There's a noise.
Okay.
And like lots of people have making like assumptions of what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's really, I'm just going to spoil it for everyone. Everyone thinks it's just like Tony like hitting his like iron,
mm-hmm.
like, a, you know, it's like a throwback. But yeah. I have my own assumption. I think it might be Captain America,
mm-hmm.
like in the past, like making new armor.
Oh, interesting.
I don't know. Maybe.
Or maybe someone else.
Or maybe someone else making new armor.
Forge?
Like,
who? One of those guys?
Forge.
One of the inventor
the
guys? Yeah.
Maybe it's Riri Williams making her new armor.
Oh, that'd be cool.
That'd be awesome if they invent, you know, make a new Iron Man. Because they need a new Iron Man, right?
That's true.
Yeah. Iron Woman. Iron Heart.
Yeah.
As it is.
Although they could potentially, too, just get a new character to play the Tony Stark role, I guess, and then do the old switcheroo like they do with James Bond, you know? Like,
right.
Where it's like, it's the same guy, but it's a different actor. And
yeah.
We all understand that this is based on a character and that Robert Downey Jr. was so good at it.
It would be cool to do an AI.
That's right, like, yeah. They just did that recently.
Yeah. And then do Riri Williams,
yeah.
too. It's so hard to say her name really fast.
It is, yeah.
Don't try to say it 3 times.
The R's and then the L's in close succession.
Mm-mm. Yeah, and then... They're going to do the Spider-Man Far From Home.
Right.
Is the next one. That's completing the Phase 3.
Mm-hmm.
Phase 4? Phase 3. Phase 4? Phase 4.
Yeah, right? Because it was Topher Grace.
No. Phase 4 of Marvel MCU.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Spider-Man.
No. You don't even care about all those old Spider-Man.
Yeah, that's
especially
true.
Andrew Garfield. He was the worst.
Yeah, that was bad, man.
Really bad.
But now it's good again.
Yeah,
Tom
that's
Holland's
good.
Fun.
He is fun. Yeah, and that's good. There's going to supposed to be like a ton of new end credit scenes for that Spider-Man to introduce what's going to happen in the next MCU.
Okay, cool.
So is it going to be Secret Wars? Is it going to be Secret Invasion?
Mm-hmm.
New X-Men? Who knows?
That'd be cool if it was, I could see like Secret Wars because now that they got X-Men back,
mm-hmm,
Deadpool is coming on strong still.
Yeah.
And then Spider-Man's back. Most of the Avengers are still alive.
Most of them,
yeah,
yes.
Pretty much. Hulk's smart now. That's tight.
Hulk is smart, yeah.
I love that.
They've talked about introducing Amadeus Cho.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Who's now he's Brawn.
Yes.
He's like a little Hulk now.
He is like a little Hulk. Ugh.
Yeah. Champions is still good, but it's weird.
Yeah.
It's very weird.
It is very weird. Yeah, they don't have licensing to Miles Morales and all of that yet. That's still under Sony's license.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And Sony, Spider-Verse was Sony, so that's why.
Yeah, okay. That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
But we did read some comics this week.
Yeah, there was a bunch of stuff this week.
There was. I read a bunch of new things.
I read the conclusion of one of my favorite things.
What was the conclusion?
Murder Falcon number 8.
That was the end?
Yeah, yeah. 8-issue miniseries. Mm. Daniel Warren Johnson specialty.
I wonder what he's going to do next.
I don't know. Oh, man, I saw like a teaser thing for something. But whatever it is, it's going to be awesome.
Ooh.
And yeah, Murder Falcon number 8. Great. Yeah. Like that whole book and get it when it comes out in trade if you haven't been reading.
What was the conclusion?
Well, they win, the good guys do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But spoiler alert, the main character just dies at the end.
Really? Like,
yeah, there's been this whole...
The Murder Falcon?
Well, Murder Falcon's controller, the main guy.
The metal guy?
Yeah, who had cancer and then the cancer comes back.
Oh, I didn't know he had cancer.
Yeah, that was like a big part of his backstory.
Sad.
He alienated himself from all of his friends because he found out that he had cancer and like sort of withdrew and isolated.
Oh, no.
And then, yeah, then at the end he just dies.
Oh, shit.
And fucking Ronnie James Dio appears and is like, come play metal in heaven. It was pretty hard.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's pretty dope.
But sad.
All of Daniel Warren Johnson's stuff is super sad.
That is true, yeah.
He has like sort of a Jeff Lemire quality about him.
Yeah.
Where it's all about like loss. Aww. But then, like, very, like, vivid and cool and fun also.
I like the Dio thing, though. That's cool.
It was tight, yeah.
Do you know Dio is having a concert in L.A., but it's a hologram concert?
I could see that.
Yeah.
I think he would have liked that.
Really? Yeah. I think it's fucking lame.
But he loved spectacle.
He does
screaming
love
maniac.
Spectacle. That's true. hologram concerts, I think, are fucking
yeah,
worst.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I don't think I would pay to go see that.
No.
But I think it's fun that it's happening.
Mark is going.
Oh, cool.
I yelled at him. I was like, that's the lamest thing to spend money on. I read the first Black Crown comic I actually liked. Sorry,
oh, nice.
Black Crown. Eve Stranger, number 1.
Yeah.
And this is by David Barnett, is the writer, artist Philip Bond, colorist Ava De La Cruz. Isn't there a drag queen named De La Cruz?
Probably. It's yeah. a good drag queen name.
It is. Letter Jane Eyre and assistant editor Megan Brown. Edited by Shelley Bond, which is Philip Bond's wife.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, Shelley Bond's the main editor at Black Crown.
Yeah.
This book was super fun.
Yeah.
The art is amazing. Really into it. It's kind of like a Tank Girl meets James Bond.
Cool.
Book. The main premise is... about this chick who wakes up every morning, doesn't have a memory.
Yeah.
And she leaves like a notebook for herself. And like as she's like waking up, she kind of like reads these notes and starts to kind of recollect like little things.
A little bit like Memento kind of.
Kind of, yes. Ooh. That's exactly what I thought.
Yeah.
But she doesn't have any short-term memory.
Mm-hmm.
She can kind of recollect like things from her past, like as a little kid. But she's also kind of like a super soldier at the same time. Yeah. And she always has a mission every day that she has to complete.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always somebody trying to like kill her. And so as she's like reading her notebook, like someone will come in and like try to murder her immediately.
Oh, wow. And so does this first issue cover like a complete first mission? Like, is that
yes.
how they, oh, cool.
Yeah. And it was great. I had no questions at the end.
Mm-hmm.
I knew exactly what was going on. Unlike some of the other books I've read recently where I was like, I don't know. What was the book we covered last time? Was it from Vault? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The, yeah. Oh, man. What
Queen of Dreams.
Yeah. Queen yeah. of Bad Dreams.
Queen of Bad
Something
Dreams.
Like
yeah.
Yeah.
Where I was kind of like, I'm still on the fence about it. Like,
yeah.
It had a good concept, but it just didn't tell the story quite right.
I felt that way about the other one that we both read this week.
Yeah.
Which we'll get to
in a minute. Yeah.
Preview, everyone.
So I was really excited about this because I really wanted Black Crown to kind of succeed, but it just haven't really got me on board quite yet.
Yeah, they've had some really cool ideas and like some really cool artwork.
Yes, exactly. But yeah, this one was really successful. She rides a really cool bike. So she like checks her account. It's like full of money. She just like immediately buys like the most awesome bike ever. She can do anything.
Cool.
And also, oh yeah, it turns out her blood. So basically why she's being hunted is she has like this crazy blood that can make her do anything, I guess.
Yeah, cool. So that's good blood.
Well, it's super soldier blood basically is what it is.
Okay.
But if anybody tries to steal her blood or use it, it blows them up.
Wow, nice.
Yeah.
That is some super blood. She's like an alien.
She is, yeah.
Cool.
And I'm sure we'll find out more about that later. But yeah, the color palette's awesome. The art is great. It also has a little backup story, which I didn't. The backup story at the end was kind of weird. It's just like a cute little artsy backup story. It has nothing to do really with the comic.
Ooh, I like the art. It looks kind of like
cute. It's Liz Prince.
Oh, I was going to say, it looks like Liz Prince.
Yeah,
hey,
it is.
Can't even recognize Liz Prince even when I'm looking at it upside down from slightly across the room. Liz Prince rules.
Yeah. So Eve Stranger, number one, totally on board. Two thumbs up.
Nice.
Yeah, definitely come check it out. I think we got like 15 copies too, because I was very into the art when I saw the preview of it. Very Tank Girl-esque.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. You want to go into the next one that we're kind of. Yeah, Excellence.
Excellence number one from Image Skybound.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. I thought when I looked at the cover, I thought it was going to be like a samurai.
Me too.
Because they're holding things that appear to be like the boken, like the wooden swords.
Yeah.
And it's all African-American characters. And so I was like, ooh, is this like a Prince of Cats style thing?
Yeah.
Turns out those are magic wands.
They are.
And it's about sort of a secret society of black wizards.
Yeah.
Who protect nice white people, it kind of looks like. We don't really see what their purpose is.
Yeah, we don't
order.
See what their purpose
it
is.
Follows the main character who's like one of the, who's a son of one of the 10 original families of wizards.
Right.
And it follows him like sort of coming of age and going through his first trial. It turns out he's not actually biologically the son of his dad, it's implied.
He's not?
That's why they're saying, yeah, there's like that scene where it's like he's not really your son, and that's why it takes the main character a long time to develop and to get his powers, because he's not like a natural, because he doesn't share the bloodline.
Oh.
Although it's unclear how that
happened.
That.
Yeah. Well, she cheat on him?
Maybe, or like a mix up at the hospital.
Uh-oh.
That's the kind of thing that used to happen, I guess. But, you know, back in future New York, I guess.
Future, back in future New York.
Yeah.
There's also like a weird thing in the beginning, too.
Mm-hmm.
It has the four walls.
Yeah, they do a little setup thing, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, and it's the protection and defense
mm-hmm.
of the undeserving is not allowed. Mm-hmm. The creation of a magician's wand without permission is not allowed. Mm-hmm. The casting of spells without an approved wand is not allowed, and the use of magic by females is not allowed.
Right. So not a super woke wizard organization.
Yeah. Right.
Then we find out that, like, there's sort of an age progression to the wizards and, like, your ranking as a wizard, where, like, when you begin, you're a rook, and your wand casting color is green, so you shoot out green bolts.
Right.
Then you advance to patron, and you got blue bolts. Then you get to the 10th, mm-hmm. and you get purple ones, and then you get to be an overseer, and you get white ones, mm-hmm. which, weird. For an order of all black magicians, that when you're the boss, you're the overseer, and your casting color is white.
Yeah. Like, why can't it be purple? That's
tough. Purple is cool. I mean, I wonder if that was done on purpose, you know, because it seems to be like a pretty deliberate, I don't know what you would call it, like a recasting of magic stuff within like a specifically black culture, I guess.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
And it's like, it did read like, it's kind of like Black Harry Potter with a little bit of Prince of Cats thrown in and a little bit of Black Panther also.
Yes, I got all of those things as well. It felt a little jumbled at times.
Yeah, it felt like, I mean, there was a lot going on in this issue. A
lot going on.
And it felt like the writer, what's his name, Brandon?
Brandon Thomas.
Brandon Thomas was really trying to get a lot out there within the first issue.
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot of information. I like the art style.
Yeah.
I was a little confused about the writing. Mm-hmm. When they do the test, I think was the most confusing part for me. So basically he does like a test to further his class, right? Mm-hmm. Basically.
Yeah, when they decide like whether you're going to become an actual wizard or not. I don't know. They didn't really say what happens if you fail. I mean,
no.
You just get like tossed out.
Yeah. And that was the whole protecting the white people part.
Yes.
And I was like, what is happening here? Yeah. Like, why are they, like, he says he has to propose
right, he has
to the
make
white lady.
Sure that, well, what I got was that, like, your test is you have to make sure that the person that you're supposed to be protecting, that their life, you appear at a point in their life when they, like, need some assistance.
Right.
And it's your job as the wizard to make sure that that thing goes well.
Right.
And so he appears when This guy's about to propose to his girlfriend.
Yeah, and he needs confidence or something.
Yeah, something.
Yeah.
And then there's three. So it's the trial is you versus three other wizards in sort of like a virtual or like an alternate reality thing. Or maybe it wasn't clear whether it was.
Yeah, they're just like universe. I think they're just in like a regular like in on Earth, right?
I don't know.
That's what's unclear.
I thought it was like a simulation.
Oh,
that
I don't
was kind
think
of the vibe I got.
Oh, maybe.
Because they like zap him. One of the senior wizards zaps him into the test.
Right.
So I was thinking that means it's like not a real.
Oh, maybe.
It's like a holodeck or like a, what was the one? Or like a danger room.
Yeah, danger room. Could be. Yeah. Or it could be real. Yeah. It's very unclear what it actually is. But yeah, he is definitely in a. In some kind of world. I don't know. Anyways.
And he eventually...
and they're the only white people, by the way, in the entire book, too.
Yeah,
that's what's
yeah.
also kind of weird.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not... I don't know. It's just strange. It's a strange setup.
It is, yeah. And he eventually wins. He, like, prevails by breaking the rules, of course, but playing by his own rules.
Did you also get, like, a Michael B. Jordan, like, vibe from the characters?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And... It was like that's what he looked like in like those scenes as well.
Yeah.
I think that's where we get like kind of the Black Panther like.
Yeah, totally.
It kind of like.
Creed.
Yeah, Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah,
like,
he's the son of a super powerful wizard guy.
Yeah.
But then also maybe not really his son.
No, I think Cary Randolph just kind of made him look like that.
Mm-hmm.
But like mostly just in those scenes too.
Yeah.
It was strange. Anyways.
And then we find out that this was all sort of a flashback or that this is like. Happening before the events that they're about to throw us into in the next issue. Because after he finishes his test, he finds out that his grandma's sick.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, no, I don't want my grandma to die. We're super powerful wizards. Why can't we save her with magic? And his dad's like, you know, we're not allowed to do that, man. It's not allowed.
Yeah.
And the son's like, whatever, I'm going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
And he meets with these mysterious all-white wizard beings.
Right. Because they're the top rank, I guess.
I guess, yeah. And maybe they're like, what do you call it, the heretics or something? Or the ones, the bad guys that like have broken the rules and don't care about that?
And now he's 19 all of a sudden, too, at the end.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was
was he 19 during his test?
I don't think so.
So we jump in the future.
We jump into the future, yeah.
After things have gone wrong for him.
He was 14, I think, right? Or 16?
I don't know.
See, but that's where it gets confusing.
I think they show you like a
16.
Little word box.
Yeah.
It says how old he was.
He was 15.
Okay.
He was 15 when he was doing his test.
So then we jump 4 years into the future and he's working for probably these mysterious bad guys.
Yeah, yeah. I guess.
Yeah.
I
thought it was cool overall and I want to see where it's going, but it did feel like the writer tried to cram a whole lot into the first issue.
Right.
Like an entire backstory.
Yeah. It was a little jumbled. But yeah, maybe it'll get more clear.
Mm-hmm. The art's good. The idea's cool. I think the story's going to be cool.
Yeah. I like wizards.
Yeah. It seems like there's a lot of cool like alt magic stuff going on now. Like there's Magic Order.
Mm-hmm.
There's this one. You know, some other ones also. Doctor Strange. He's
Doctor
a wizard.
Strange.
That's cool. He's got a battle axe for a little while. I remember that.
All right. Well,
yeah.
We'll give it another shot.
Totally.
We're not done with it yet. It's definitely a cool idea. I also did New Agents of Atlas.
Ooh, the hot book.
The hot book.
A lot
book.
Of first appearances.
Oh,
in there.
My goodness. So Marvel actually doubled our order for this issue.
Because
When we first heard of New Agents of Atlas, is not a new book. It's actually been around for a while, and it never sold.
Yeah.
But Marvel, of course, did not tell us when we were ordering it that they were going to do all these first appearances.
Yeah, there's like an entire new team of like superheroes based in the Asian subcontinent.
Exactly. Thanks, Marvel. So then they're like, oh, we'll try to help you out by doubling your order. Of course, we only ordered 5 copies. So we've got 10 copies instead.
Yeah, had to limit everybody to one per.
Yeah.
So you can't buy 5 and then sell 4 on eBay.
Yeah, exactly.
No, get out of here. Don't try it.
So this was, I don't know, Greg Pak and I think Gang Hyuk Lim did this comic. So at least it was 2 Asian writers and artists that did this. But it just felt so like forced.
Well, that's what I didn't read it carefully. I just kind of like flipped through it. And it seemed like the entire issue was just every 2 pages. It was like introducing this other character.
Yeah.
It was like watching the opening credits of something.
Yes.
Of like a cartoon show.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, they start in the North Pacific. And again, yeah, it was like Pearl Pangan from Wave Home Base Cebu City. And it says translated from Tagalog.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She's in the Philippines.
So she's in the Philippines, right?
And I felt like they could have introduced all these characters, but over the course of an entire story arc. You know, like if you're going to introduce five new people.
Right.
Don't just spend the entire first issue just being like, this person, this person, this person. Be like, oh, introduce them through a story.
Yeah.
Instead of just showing them.
Right. Exactly.
And then showing a box with their name and their power set in it. It's like, man, what is this?
I know. That's what I mean by being really forced. And then, there's another one. Lei Ling, Aero Base. Aero Home Base, Shanghai is another one. Like, it was very fast. And they're like, I have no idea who any of these people are, like, where they come from. I guess where they come from.
they show that.
Or like, but yeah, you don't get any sense of who they actually are. Just that there's like some big thing, like a big volcanic eruption.
All right.
That's like a big scary thing happening. Mm-hmm. And there's a big giant robot who looks like he's from Evangelion.
Yep. It's cool looking. Like the art's cool.
It is cool looking. Yeah.
Everybody's powers look cool. Doesn't one person have like an energy bear that they manifest?
Yeah, I think
Energy panda, which is cool.
Energy panda. Miss Marvel's in this team. Amadeus Cho is in this team. Shang-Chi Master.
So
they just basically like collect all of the Asian characters.
Yeah.
And are like, and just like, well, we'll just shove all of them in this team as well, which they didn't have to do.
Yeah. Like, I guess it makes sense sort of to have people from the same region be on a team together, but like, isn't Amadeus Cho from the U.S.? Is just his parents? Is just Asian American?
Yeah, he's just an Asian American dude. I don't know. That's what I mean. It just felt really forced.
And like, the Defenders are all the New York based things, but they're like, diverse in terms of powers and ethnicity.
Just because they're Asian, it doesn't mean you have to shove them all in an Asian team.
Yeah, it's like what DC did with like the Justice League of China, but that had like purpose. They're like, oh, we're gonna like recreate this superhero team, but with people from another country, so they can operate in a different region.
Yeah, and he also was doing that like. He did like they were making Chinese superheroes.
Right. Yeah. They were manufacturing with that whatever technology it was. Did they pay that off ever? Because I remember.
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
They did that in the first storyline of the Tom King Batman, too. And I thought it was really cool. And then they immediately got away from it in the second one. And I was like, oh, well, shit. I was hoping to find out about this whole buying superpowers thing, but I guess I won't.
And Jimmy Woo is the leader of Atlas, the headmaster, the Pan-Asian School for the Unusually Gifted.
Okay.
So he's the guy leading all of the Asian superheroes.
All right.
Silk is also there, of course, because she's Asian.
Yeah. What about Psylocke? Does Psylocke make it in?
No, Psylocke does not make it in.
Yeah, she's a Japanese lady with a British brain. Kinda? Okay.
So she's not Asian enough.
That's okay, cool. I mean, whatever. What about, is Danny Rand in there? Because he's...
No, he's definitely too
white. A white man who is more powerful than the mysterious Asian.
Yeah, Helen's not there either.
Oh, that's a bummer. She's cool.
They do have dim sum, though.
So. Okay, that's good.
They go get some Asian food. It's all variation, guys. Yeah. And they make sure to point out that Shang-Chi is Chinese and that Jimmy Choo is Chinese-American.
Okay.
And that... Amadeus Cho is Korean American, and Silk is Korean American.
Is Silver Samurai there?
No,
Silver Samurai still alive in the Marvel universe? I feel like we haven't heard from him in a long
time. Maybe we'll hear from him later because they had to make. Maybe Psylocke will show up later too. You know, get every Chinese and Asian character possible.
Get Fin Fang Foom in there. He's bad.
Yeah.
He's a real bad guy. He's got that mustache and he turns into a dragon, I think.
We do get more Korean characters, though. Looks like, what is this character's name? Translated from Korean. Fire Bad. Oh, no. Okay, let's not get into that. Seahole He, Luna, a.k.a. Luna Snow. Also translated from Jon Snow. No. Jon Snow makes an appearance. Turns out he's actually Asian.
That makes sense.
It does. He does have... Never mind, I'm not going to make that joke. Okay.
What are the mountains?
Mountains in Korea?
No, the world's tallest mountain.
Oh, wait.
Kilimanjaro? Is it? Okay. No, that's a... Is it a volcano? Yeah. But there's tall mountains. The Andes are in
even the Himalayas?
There you go, Himalayas. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. Yeah, where to like Tibet, you know, they got mountains.
Oh, I missed one too. Here's another one. There's so many characters in this comic. Yeah. This is one of the Magic Bear. This is Dan B, aka Crescent. Oh my God. Taekwondo prodigy. She's a Taekwondo prodigy. Her name is aka Crescent. Taekwondo prodigy.
Okay, and she's kicking stuff.
And she has the bear.
She's got the energy. The magic bear. Okay, that's cool. The kick, that's right. A bear kicking things? I like that.
She's a little kid.
I feel like if this, and I don't know if this is me being the product of like the hyper culturally sensitive Bay Area.
Yeah.
But I think if this comic were written by a white guy, it'd be like, oh shit.
Yeah.
This is,
Yeah. Yeah. I still think some of the language is really bad, though.
Yeah. Do you think this is another, is like C.B. Cebulski posing as, he just called himself Greg Pak. And he's like, oh, no, not that Greg Pak.
Yeah. Yeah, it's actually C.B. Cebulski. Yeah, it might be. Yeah, at least he knows like how to translate stuff. And he knows I don't even know what some of it means. So, okay, then they go back to the North Pacific. There's that big eruption that kind of looks like Hela from the volcano.
And is that the War of Realms bad guys coming through?
Yeah,
it kind of looks like the mean fire people.
Yeah, that's why I thought it was kind of Hela, but it kind of looks like a Balrog.
Well, the leader of that team is one of the main War of Realms bad guys. So I guess they're fighting the fire demons or whatever. But they're not from Hell. They got the main one got pissed off in the first issue of War of Realms when somebody implied that they were from Hell. They're like, no, we're from a different like evil elf realm.
Okay, they're from New Muspelheim.
Yeah, they're like they're the fire versions of the frost giants.
So they're kind of like Balrog from Lord of the Rings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that kind of bad guy.
Okay. So yeah, I by the time I actually ended up reading this, I forgot it was a War of the Realms book.
Yeah.
I was just like, oh, they're just fighting big rock monsters and lava monsters. Because they introduced literally so many characters. Like I said earlier at the end, they even fight like a Moana. her name is Tutu Pele. Okay. Yeah, she's a Pacific Islander. Cool. So I think that's, by my count, seven new characters.
That's a lot for a single first issue.
One issue. Yeah. Seven introductions. But who knows if they're all going to survive.
Yeah,
you know?
And is it implied that they've been operating this whole time as superheroes in Asia?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We just never knew about it because the storytelling in Marvel focuses on the Marvel Universe in the U.S.? And...
Correct.
Okay.
But, like, we had Shang-Chi. Like, he came over. And
yeah, true.
He was from China.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess we don't pay attention to the rest of the world. I mean, the Avengers go all around the world to fight. So how do we not know about any of these people?
Yeah, Wolverine goes to Japan like every day.
Yeah.
He hangs out there all the time.
He loves Japan.
I feel like he would have known
some of these people. Folks. Yeah. I don't know. Sure. I guess we are being more diverse.
Yeah,
right?
That's cool.
All right.
It is like, the art's good and the heroes seem cool.
I guess
especially,
so.
Especially Energy Bear.
Energy Bear Girl.
She's tight, yeah.
Hey, look, it's Maggie. She's making an appearance on the podcast.
Yeah, do we have news?
Hi. The news is, do we have more
holdouts? They're all in the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
There's like three of them. They're all underneath the thing in the backyard.
Underneath a little table.
We're having the CCA Annual Comics Fest today. That's what Maggie is setting up for. So if you want to come by and pick up some of the comics that they're going to be presenting today, we'll have them for you next weekend.
Yeah.
Or all this week, I guess. I want to take a quick break and we'll get to the news.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
If you enjoyed the show, tell a friend and rate and review on iTunes or Stitcher.
Or come visit us at the store at Escapist Comics. We're located at 3090 Claremont Ave in Berkeley, California.
Or you can find us online at escapistcomics.com or on Twitter at Escapist Comics or send us an email at hello@escapistcomics.com. Put podcast in the subject line.
You can find Jesse on Twitter or Instagram at JesseTheHead.
And you can find Jessica on Twitter at Violet's Victory or on Instagram at Jessa Rossi.
We're back.
We're back.
Press the right button.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yay. So we got some news for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
It's been like 2 weeks, so.
Yeah, we missed last week because of Free Comic Book Day.
Yeah. Oh, happy.
Didn't have time to record.
Happy Free Comic Book Day from last week.
Yeah, hope you guys enjoyed it.
Yeah. Hopefully you came.
Yeah.
We're still recovering. It took me literally a week to recover.
Yeah, that was a big day.
I guess it always dead. Is. But. Yeah. It was extra for me. So there's going to be a new Scooby-Doo movie.
Yeah.
It's going to be animated.
Okay. Oh, so no CGI dog and live action people this time?
No. Or okay. Maybe it's all CGI.
Mm. That was just straight up regular animated. That's.
I know. They miss regular animated movies.
Yeah.
But according to Deadline, Kim Jong-un. No, Kim Whoa. Jong.
That would be cool if North Korea started a film industry and they chose Scooby-Doo as like their main.
I'm pretty sure he would just play like everybody.
Yeah, Kim Jong-un as Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, and Shaggy and as Fred.
Drinking Hennessy and eating cheese. Or maybe that was the dad. I don't remember.
What?
Who imported hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of Hennessy.
Really?
And got gout because he ate too much cheese.
Holy shit, I didn't know
Something like that, yeah.
Did he also hung out with Dennis Rodman?
Maybe. Yeah, that's where Dennis Rodman started that, right?
The Hennessy drinking.
Yeah.
I know, yeah. okay, so, yeah, it's going to be animated, and Mark Wahlberg has reportedly signed on to be cast as Blue Falcon.
Oh, nice.
Which, I thought he hung out with Astro.
Yeah, who was Blue Falcon in the Scooby-Doo universe?
He like hung out with the Jetsons, I thought. Huh. I didn't think he hung out with Scooby-Doo.
Yeah. Although they were so Jetsons, Flintstones, and Scooby-Doo were all in the same universe.
Yeah, they're all Hanna-Barbera. Hanna-Barbera.
Is it canon that the Jetsons was happening in space while the Flintstones was happening on Earth?
Do you mean they happened at the same time?
Is that just a fan theory or is that canon?
I think it's just a fan theory that you started right now.
Okay. I've heard that somewhere. Maybe I made it up.
I think you did.
Maybe I heard it because I recorded myself saying it and then listened to it back the next day.
Well, there's a car commercial going on right now that's talking about the Flintstones and the Jetsons.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I've had the Jetsons theme song stuck in my head for like 4 days because of it. It starts with the Flintstones, and then it moves on to the Jetsons.
Oh, okay.
And I've literally had that song stuck in my head now for four days because of it. So maybe that's why you got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could be.
Anyways, now that I've gone off on that tangent, there's even a picture, and look, isn't that
okay, Blue
Astro?
Falcon. Yeah, Astro the dog.
That's
yeah, like
Scooby.
A gray Scooby-Doo.
It's very confusing.
But Scooby-Doo also had the cousin that was gray, that was the dumb hillbilly one, who wore the little hat.
Is that him?
Yeah, maybe they're going to do a subplot.
Look, it has a D on it. That's not Astro,
yeah,
I guess,
dog?
Huh?
What does the D stand for?
Doobie? I don't know. Oh, Dynomutt.
Dino, okay. Okay, yeah.
Okay, so maybe that's who it is.
And they have so the subplot is like Scooby-Doo, Blue Falcon stops 9/11. And then, like Mark Wahlberg would have if he would have been
totally.
There.
It writes itself.
Yeah, Blue Falcon wakes up at 2 o'clock in the morning and starts working out like a fucking lunatic.
He's just like, hey guys.
And then goes
hey guys,
to
how
bed
you doing?
At 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And then is the same character in every single movie, but somehow keeps getting cast.
I'm gonna stop 9/11 this morning.
I think he just bullies producers into letting him be in their movies.
He
Mark
must,
Wahlberg.
Right? Well, he probably just gives them millions of dollars because somehow he still has millions of dollars.
He's not a good actor.
He's not really. He just talks the same way in every movie. Okay, so he's gonna be playing that. He's gonna be playing the superhero of the movie.
Yeah, okay.
For some reason.
Yeah.
Jason Isaacs from Harry Potter fame will be playing. Oh, he's actually be playing. I thought it said Scooby. It just says to join the cast of Scoob.
Oh,
but it
okay.
will be playing Dick Dastardly.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So that
so
makes
it's
more
the whole
sense.
Hanna-Barbera.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Alongside his own dog, Muttley.
Mm-hmm, right, bad guy
yeah,
dog.
Mm-hmm. But it doesn't say who's playing Muttley.
Mm-hmm.
Other reports are Zac Efron as Fred, Amanda Seyfried as Daphne, Gina Rodriguez as Velma, and Will Forte as Shaggy.
Perfect.
Tracy Morgan as Captain Caveman.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. Who only says Captain Caveman?
Yeah,
that would be perfect.
I think that's all he says.
I'm psyched about this movie now.
Frank Welker as Scooby-Doo.
Who's Frank Welker?
I have no idea.
Okay, so he's not originally thought a British guy.
Be a British guy, yeah.
He's like,
Shaggy?
Blokes.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe this guy's British too.
That'd be cool.
That would be kind of funny. I would like to hear a British Scooby-Doo. I don't think any of us could do it.
No.
And then Kiersey Clemons as D.D. Skykes. Who the fuck is
that? Ooh, I don't know who either of those
things
are. Yeah. I don't know who the character is or the actress.
D.D. Skykes. As long as there's no... What's Scooby's little... Scrappy?
Scrappy? Scrappy-Doo is super annoying.
Scrappy.
Yeah.
Like, when he came on to Scooby-Doo, I was out.
Yeah, the Scooby-Doo extended universe gets real weird. Like,
yeah,
all the,
really does.
All the Harlem Globetrotters episodes.
Oh, yeah, those are...
And they did crossovers with some, like, major TV. Like, I think there was one with, like, Lee Majors in it or something.
What?
Like, with actors appearing as themselves in some of the
later episodes.
Yeah.
Then there's, like, the New Adventures of Scooby-Doo as well. I don't watch any of those.
Yeah.
I don't like it when it got, like, colorful.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about when Scooby eats Scooby snacks, because that's okay.
Yeah.
I also like to eat Scooby snacks.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what's happening there. I don't know.
Well,
did you ever watch the Scooby-Doo movies with Freddie Prinze Jr.?
Yeah.
And, like, those are okay.
Yeah.
I
had a huge crush on Linda Cardellini as Wilma.
Velma,
there you go. Oh, Wilma's Flintstones.
Wilma's Flintstones. We're still getting our Hanna-Barbera mixed
up. What's her name? Who played Wilma in the live-action Flintstones movie? Rosie Perez was the other
God.
One. Was it Gina?
Gina Davis?
Yes. Was it? I think it was, right?
I think it was, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it Long Kiss Goodnight, Gina Davis lady?
Yeah. Beetlejuice Gina Davis?
Yeah, that's her.
Sounds right. I don't know. We'll just
and
say it is
John
first.
Goodman and Rick Moranis, right?
Was Rick Moranis was
maybe
Barney.
Maybe his last movie before he retired.
Yeah.
To just be a family man. Or maybe he made another Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, possibly.
He could have. He was in three of them.
Yeah. Stop shrinking those kids, man.
Well, he blew them up once.
Ah, Jesus. That's going to fuck up their internal organs. Kids are going to get weird diseases.
Yeah, he blew up the baby.
Yikes. That's terrifying.
It really is terrifying. Ooh. All right. So we have that to look forward to. Oh, look. Gina Davis news.
Oh, okay.
Gina Davis joins the Netflix cast of She-Ra, Princess of Power.
Oh, cool. I love Gina Davis.
Yeah. I don't like that show, though. So.
Oh, really? Is it not good?
It's okay. You know, like, I lost interest after the third episode.
And it's animated, right?
Yes. Avengers also just passed Titanic at the North American box office.
Oh, good.
And James Cameron, like, actually gave them, like, a send-off. He's like, good job.
That's nice.
But it's because he's going to put out his new Avatar movie,
oh,
and he just feels like that's going to beat them. I don't know if it's going to,
though. The
first
one was not good.
Well, people loved it, though, at the time.
Yeah,
at the time.
That's true.
But I think now people realize that it wasn't that great, so I don't know if it's going to beat Avengers.
Yeah. It's one of those things, like, if you saw it in the theater, because I remember seeing it in theater in 3D pretty high. And being like, this is incredible.
Yeah.
And then trying to watch it on a regular screen and feeling like embarrassed that I had ever liked it in the first place.
Exactly.
Like, what the fuck was I thinking,
you're like,
man?
The totally boring story.
It's bad. It's a bad story. It doesn't even look good.
No.
Unless it's 3D IMAX.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm
that's
not
what
even
it was
convinced
built for.
That it was good in 3D IMAX. I think I was just astonished by it at the time. And I think now having seen more movies in 3D IMAX, I'd be like, it's actually not that good.
Yeah, the acting's not that great in it.
One. Yeah.
The only one that's really cool is, like, the bad guy.
Yeah.
Like, he's great.
Yeah, he was cool.
And Sigourney Weaver's cool.
Mechs are always cool. But
you
put a mech in anything, it'll be cool.
Yeah, exactly. Especially in 3D IMAX.
Yeah.
We also watched the new It preview.
Ooh, scary.
Real scary.
Old lady in it. Old people are scary, man.
Old people are scary, especially when they're all twitchy.
Yeah, they're more skeleton-like. And it makes them even scary. Like, when an old person is moving fast, you're like, fuck. No, that's not right.
They shouldn't be doing that at all. And they're all shadowy, and they're offering you cookies and milk. I don't want anybody offering cookies and milk when they start moving quickly.
Yeah. Don't ever go back to a house that you lived in as a child and knock on the door.
No.
And ask people to let you see the inside of it. That's the weirdest shit I've ever heard.
Like, yeah, why would you do that?
Yeah. I guess I'm glad I moved around a lot as a kid and
me
all the
too.
Places were shitty. So I have zero desire to go back and see the fucking duplex on Terrace that I used to live in. And the bully down the block threw poop at me. Like, no thanks. Unless he still lives there.
Oh, yeah.
In which case, I'll go back and beat him up.
That's a good idea.
Oh, maybe okay, never mind.
Never know.
Change my position on that. I'm gonna go. I wish I could remember that kid's name. Look him up.
I also have an origin story like that.
Just a real mean kid for no reason.
I had three kids who used to throw rocks at me.
Yeah. And then you do the thing as an adult where you're like, well, they probably came from shitty families. But also still, fuck them.
Yeah, exactly.
There were a lot of people from shitty families that were my friends that were nice.
I'm going to go and throw rocks at them right now.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, that preview is scary. They also say it's a teaser.
It's three minutes long.
It's 3 minutes. Yeah. How is that? Is this next preview going to come out? It's going to be 10 minutes?
Yeah, and it shows the entire adult cast, yeah. Which I'm psyched to have. Bill Hader in like
Hell
a serious
yeah.
role. He's so rad. Barry is so good. A lot of people talking about Game of Thrones. I'm all about Barry.
Oh, me too.
I might be over Game of Thrones after the last episode.
Let's just jump right into that. So that episode sucked.
Yeah, like that's what happens when you let. When you turn the writing over completely to a room of TV writers and they decide to do a bunch of fan service.
And they're all men.
It's bad. Yeah. It was a bad episode.
It was a real bad episode.
I still like the show overall and I want to see where it's going.
Yeah, we're all going to watch it.
But goddamn, what a bad episode.
I'm pretty sure the last episode of Game of Thrones is going to be like the most watched thing on TV ever.
Yeah.
Because like the... Not the last episode, but the episode before that, like, broke all sorts of TV records.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't it, like, the most expensive TV show ever?
Yes.
Which is, I mean, it's big. It's a lot of money, but it's, like, $15 million for 6 90-minute episodes.
Mm-hmm.
It's really not that much when you consider how much it costs to make, like, a big, like, an epic fantasy feature film like
right.
that.
Right. Yeah.
If it was, like, a 2-hour feature film, it would cost twice that to make.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
And they made, what, six or eight episodes?
Six episodes this
yeah,
season.
Yeah, six episodes of TV.
Yeah.
So it's, like, you know, mm-hmm. expensive. So, and that's why they had to... Why Jon Snow couldn't say goodbye to his dog, which was a real dick move on his part. That really turned
ghost?
Me. Yeah, yeah. You're not even going to pet him? Not even real quick?
No. And he like did so much for you.
Yeah, he was
jerk.
Right there fighting and yeah. lost an ear.
I know.
And
he
doesn't even get
up.
A scratch on the head. And yeah. they said it was because the dog was fully CGI and they couldn't figure out how to work
what?
It in where he just goes over and scratches. It's like, come on, guys.
He That's... couldn't just like pat his butt or anything?
Yeah.
Come
yeah.
on.
If he can make a CGI dragon that people are riding.
Yeah, he can't figure out how to pet the dog.
Pet his dog. If he's such a great leader.
I know.
Come on, man.
Ugh. I mean, it, like they could figure out like stop motion clay stuff from back in the 1950s.
Yeah,
where
yeah.
people are touching things like an ant.
Yeah. No, oh, and the Jamie Brienne hookup, which is like didn't make sense for either of their characters. And the way that they set it up was so lame too, where they're all playing the have you ever drinking game, and it's like they're treating all this stuff so it's like Brienne gets embarrassed that she's never had sex before, but it's like she's like a woman of noble birth who's unmarried. Like
yeah.
that's what she's not supposed to.
No.
Like she should just be like, no, of course I haven't. Them's the rules.
Yeah.
Like you guys know that.
Why is she embarrassed about that?
Yeah, it's so
Ugh.
Weird.
Yeah, that whole it was like all the patriarchy, the
yeah.
patriarchy episode.
And it feels like that's where they're setting it up to go too.
Yes.
It's gonna be a battle between like a stone cold bitch Cersei and crazy bitch
crazy.
Daenerys.
She's so crazy because like, she wants her throne.
Yeah.
And, like, I hated that. They just completely flipped the script in that episode.
Yeah.
And now they're, like, setting up Jon is the level-headed one. And,
yeah.
And Daenerys is the insane dragon-blooded one. And
yeah. Which I do. I mean, I guess you could make a case for that because, like, her dad was, like, the Mad King. And maybe it's like, uh-oh, she's, like, the Mad Queen. And it just goes to show you, you can't trust the Targaryens.
Can't trust
like,
a lady.
Which I guess.
But, yeah, but so is Jon. Jon's a Targaryen.
True, yeah.
So,
but his dad
but he's
was
a
the
man.
Nice, his dad was the nice Targaryen.
Oh,
was
okay.
The nice brother.
Yeah.
And but her brother was a dick also,
yeah.
like the son. So I don't know, man. I don't know. I hope there's just a cool battle scene and the Hound and the Mountain fight, and then Arya kills Cersei, and oh, Jon and Daenerys get married.
I don't even know that she's his aunt.
Yeah. Well, that's fine. It's like, it's in this world where it's like, well, there's dragons and there's undead warriors, but incest, gross. I mean, it seems like people would accept that.
Maybe.
Like, okay.
I mean, that's what Tyrion is trying to push, right?
Yeah. Just let him get married.
Just
Who
let
cares?
Him get married. I don't,
Who cares?
I don't care at this point.
Change the rules. Like, yeah.
yeah. Ugh.
People won't care if it's a nice king and queen making the world peaceful and cool.
I don't think they're going to let them do that. I think one of them's going to die for sure.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, either John or her. And I feel like it's going to be John, like it's going to be her.
Yeah.
Or like we were talking about before the show, like I have a theory or I don't have this theory. Somebody else gave me this theory after I was bitching about how one of the dragons got killed.
Yeah.
You know, Drogon
In
was going off.
Such a dumb way. Yeah.
Oh, such a dumb way. It was the stupidest. Like, I understand the Night King killing a dragon,
yeah.
but just the humans killing a dragon so easily.
Well, and like the first two shots
yeah.
hit the dragon, hit one of the dragons in the heart and the neck.
Yeah.
And then the next 40 completely missed the
yeah.
other dragon
what?
When it was flying straight toward it. Like,
so
come
dumb.
On, man.
Ugh. That like, why couldn't he just fly away?
That scene was so whack.
They're
like,
so fast.
Oh, a giant navy just secretly snuck up. Like, that's,
yeah.
come on.
Ugh. Like, the dragons couldn't see it from miles away.
Yeah, why not fly the dragon up high and do a little scouting? We've already established that they can fly above the clouds.
Yeah. So I think maybe Drogon was going off, mm-hmm. and maybe that we don't know what sex the dragons are. Do
That's
they
true.
Even need it to be a sex? Maybe yeah. they're just reproducing.
They're like snails, yeah.
Yeah. So maybe they've gone and had a little dragon sex
sure.
and have hatched a bunch of other dragons.
Yeah, that'd be cool. It's like 40 baby dragons
Hell
come flying
yes.
over the hill. That'd be tight.
Ugh, I hope it's something like that because I can't take any more dragon death. I might just not be able to finish the show.
Yeah, they're down to one now.
Down to one. So it would be amazing if something like that happens.
Yeah.
We'll see. Otherwise, I just can't. I can't do it.
Luckily, we only have, what, 2 more episodes?
Yeah.
We're almost there.
God, it'll break my heart. Though enough people didn't die in that battle episode, so.
Yeah, somehow every main character survived, even though 80% of the people. Well, and then they did that thing where it's like we watched the whole. It was this big, cool scene, which I thought was really great, where the Dothraki get exterminated.
Right.
And then in this episode, it's like, well, we got to get the rest of the Dothraki over. Like, what do you mean?
I thought there was more?
There's 2 of them yeah. left. Like, it's not enough.
Yeah.
But I guess God. There's. Yeah,
I guess there's some more.
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah. And the Unsullied. But it looks like there was like 5 Unsullied, too.
Yeah, yeah. But the rest of the army is coming. Yeah.
I guess so.
They only sailed a little bit of them.
Oh, is that what happened?
That was the key, yes.
Totally missed that.
The rest of them are marching overland, but won't be there for like 2 weeks.
All right. I guess so. All right. Well.
Yeah. And the classic, the internet instant classic of somebody leaving a coffee cup.
Oh, yeah. The Starbucks cup. That was amazing.
Which is indicative of how little care they took in the yeah. writing and filming of the episode.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. And that, well, that nobody watched that shit before they put it up.
Yeah. I mean, I think they probably did, but then were like, it's not worth it to go back and reshoot.
But then they did edit it out.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. So after... So after they showed the initial episode,
yeah.
then the internet saw it, and then HBO went back and
Whoa,
edited it out. So
for
now
real?
If you go watch it, it's gone.
Huh, interesting.
So that means...
So they just didn't notice
they
it,
just
right.
didn't notice. Whoa. That means a bunch of people sat in a room, watched that premiere, nobody noticed it.
Yeah.
And then it went up on the internet, and they're like, oh, shit, and the editing team went out and took
Whoa.
It out.
And they watch, like, you watch dailies, like, at the end of the yeah. day, you watch whatever footage you shot. So, wow, that must... I guess that maybe speaks to like how run ragged the yeah. whole production crew must be at this
oh,
point.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Having to like press and get these 90-minute episodes out in time for the end of the season. Like, yeah. Whew, that they missed that.
Yeah, several times.
Incredible. Yeah, at least they edited it out. At
yep.
the end.
All right, guys. We had a couple more things, but we
yeah,
might have to leave it until next week.
Yeah.
We'll talk about more Game of Thrones next week
yeah, we'll
and see how
episode.
Angry we are then.
Or maybe it'll be fully redeemed and we'll be yeah. like, you know what? That one episode sucked, but the yeah. show overall rules. Still.
Maybe it'll be a whole cult, a field of baby dragons. They'll just kill everybody
yeah.
and we'll be super excited to talk about it.
Yeah.
And yeah, all our hopes and dreams will be fulfilled.
Yeah.
I'm Jessica Balboni.
I'm Jesse Hitt.
We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.